910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump's one-time trusted aide, Hope Hicks, took the stand for the prosecution today at his criminal trial in New York. She was questioned about the damage following the Access Hollywood tape, where the then-candidate Trump was bragging about groping women, and the payoff to porn star Stormy Daniels. Mandatory evacuations and water rescues in southeast Texas. Not only torrential rain, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Texas.
Our weather team has been tracking tornadoes and severe weather across Texas. From Lubbock all the way down to San Angelo, there is that tornado watch. And, of course, a severe thunderstorm watch all the way down to Del Rio. That could bring giant hail and damaging winds.
Negotiations continue in Cairo for a Gaza ceasefire and hostages release. Humanitarian aid has arrived in Cyprus out of an anticipated opening of a U.S.-built pier on the shores of Gaza. Closing arguments are over in the Justice Department's anti-monopoly case against Google. This is ABC News. First-time homebuyers are struggling with increasing mortgage rates as the home selling season kicks into high gear.
This is the fifth week in a row that we've seen these mortgage rates rise to 7.22%. But at the same time, we did see inventory starting to loosen up in certain parts of the country. Some more homes finally coming on the market. And the average listing price came down a little bit, about 0.5%, still, though, above $400,000. So, again, this rise in mortgage rates sort of offsets any kind of a decline we may have seen in prices.
ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus. Sentencing hearing today in Turks and Caicos for an American, Brian Hagerich, arrested for violating the country's strict gun and ammunition laws. Bullets were found in Hagerich's carry-on luggage, he says, left over from a hunting trip last year. Faces up to 12 years in prison. In court today, his attorney asked for a suspended sentence to be served in the U.S. Hagerich is one of four Americans detained under the country's strict new gun laws. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those those guys in that clubhouse there, you know, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number three starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, some showers in the morning, staying cloudy through the afternoon with lingering raindrops and highs in the mid-50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday to the mid-60s for a high. Some more rain possible late Monday night. Currently at 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut even.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk and Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, you know, we normally have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and they're, finishing up at the Capitol, so she wasn't being able to come on. So we asked our special guest, what I would say founder of Native Roots Radio and all those fun things that we went through heck in the beginning, and Wendy Pilot's our special guest, and I kind of feel like we're going to do a little Seinfeld here, a show about nothing. What do you think, Wendy?
We did that a couple of weeks ago, and it was kind of fun. It's Friday, so let's keep it light.
Yes, so I won't talk about North Dakota and their governor and all the crap that she's doing, so I won't be talking about that.
Why not?
Because we're keeping it light.
Okay, we won't talk about it then.
We can. Well, Haley, how are you doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here.
It really is. You know, we're enjoying some beautiful weather after that much needed rain earlier in the week. I've seen a lot of people where, still in the first week of May here, and I've heard it about, I think we all know about No Mow May, right? Don't cut your grass the month of May.
I
live in like this suburban neighborhood in the suburbs where the houses are all close together. And I think every single person except us has cut our grass.
Wendy, speak up.
Oh, I know. I believe in No Mow May. You want to have your, temperatures steadily and at over 50 degrees at least. But also just don't mow your lawn in May. Wait till June 1st and then have at it. Let all the bees and butterflies and all the little bugs and creatures that are living in the soil and just, come alive and do their thing and then go for it. I was talking to Robert earlier today and we were walking around. I'm walking Wanda today in our neighborhood here in McRoveland, Highland Park area, just walking around. And honestly, most people have a little bit of a scraggly lawn, I mean, they have lots of dandelions and all these, what are those creeping Charlie? Is that purple plant that grows on the grass?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about anything when it comes to plants, but you know, there's lots of little bees and things flying around and, you know, looking for food. And they need the dandelions and all these other little things that are popping up. And I was telling him when I was in Long Beach, it sounds like your area. So Long Beach, New York, everybody has a lawn service.
Yeah.
All the lawns there already are cut, you know, mowed, poisoned. So there's no weeds. There's no dandelions. Everything's edged like it's like pristine. It looks like... Now, years ago, I used to think that that was a beautiful lawn, but my idea of a beautiful lawn has really changed over the years.
Right.
So when I see a lawn that's all cut and there's no weeds and nothing's happening and it's, you know, all edged and beautiful and you know.
Yeah.
And I see a lawn next to it that's filled with dandelions, I'm like... I think the one with the dandelions is much more beautiful.
Well, the bees are now an endangered species. They're put on the endangered species list.
Yeah, I read somewhere where they are the most important animal in the world right now.
Wow.
Well, really? I would say Wanda is the most important. Oh, she's cacking right here, live
she's
radio.
She's actually sitting on my lap, so... She has a little allergies, seasonal allergies or something.
Don't we all?
Oh, no.
Well, it's like that saying, too. Like, since we're talking about the grass, I've seen, like, these posts on social medias of you know, like, colonizers from England back in the day where they would wear those, like, white wigs with the curls and they would dress up in those, you know, outfits. And they're like, well, does your yard still look like it did, you know, back then? Do we still dress this way? No. So your grass shouldn't look that way either.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what my style of dress is anymore, Wendy.
T-shirts.
T-shirts. I know. Oh, don't bring that up.
I'm definitely a... like a t-shirt and jeans kind of person.
Well, during COVID, remember we were making fun on the radio, Wendy, that we were wearing our, we had to go out and with people and we had to put our hard pants on because we were wearing our gym shorts for 3 years.
Sweatpants. Oh, I know. That's the first thing I put on is sweatpants.
I know, but the hard pants, we called them.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, we got to put our hard pants on and go out. Hey, I want to switch gears real quick, and we'll jump back into this. We have a whole show to talk about things, but yeah. Oh, hey, we're doing it in a sacred way, Wendy. Hey, our number one fan, I want to give him a shout out, Haley and Wendy. Haley, we saw our number one fan again Monday, and her daughter.
Wednesday.
Oh, you're talking about Tiergin.
Monday.
Tiergin and Hadley.
Yeah.
They were out at the opening of the Minneapolis American Indian Center, so we ran into them.
That's awesome.
It was exciting because they were seeing some of our guests, like Robert Lilligren and Dr. Stately, and they were going up and introducing themselves and telling them, yeah, we're the
number one.
We were the first people that ever listened to Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, I think I have. Right.
Can you put that on your microphone or you have that handy?
Their bumper. I know we tried to do a bumper at Wolf Day because Tiergin and Hadley also showed up to that, which was so fun and just, you know, amazing for their support. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could almost play this. I know I do have it right.
I always
here.
Put it up on the microphone. I'm looking for it right now because
we'll
I know you sent
that.
It to me because that's awesome. And, you know, I don't know if we were down. We just didn't know what was going on in radio. It was 7 years ago and we were at some event and they came up and said hi to us and we donned them the our first listeners, our first fans.
Aww, that's so nice. Yeah. And for 7 years, they've been listening.
I know, all the time. And that's why I want to bring them up and talk about them. And they send us gifts and letters and things like that.
We correspond.
Is that what that's called? Corresponding?
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to mention, too, you know, since we're on the topic of kind of spring and like lawn care, well, you know, graduations are coming up for a lot of people, whether that's high school graduates, college graduates. And I just want to, you know, remind everyone, you know, don't ask permission to wear your beaded grad cap or an eagle feather, a mashu, you know, a chashep mashu, because, you know, or anything else that represents your culture and your nation, your tribal nation, your clan, because that's your right and you have that right to do that. So you do not need to ask permission.
Good call. Yeah. And I know we, as a high school teacher, we struggled with that for many years and were pretty defiant about it. And but we had bad situations happen with previous generations of teachers and administrators that really didn't go well. And I don't want to get into that right now, but I know St. Paul has been, I was smudging for many years, Wendy, as you know, maybe it was, maybe illegal, but we also had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids because sometimes you need a little boost of food. Sometimes you miss breakfast and, it was a place to hang out and smudge off and do things in a good way. But, bravo to St. Paul a couple of years ago, they, with the late John,
Bobolink,
thank you, really made that a law here in St. Paul. And I miss my all-native homeroom, too, Wendy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back. This is the show about nothing, Wendy.
And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Hi, I'm Mary T., inviting you to experience our integrative Mary T. Health and Wellness Center, offering physical, occupational, speech, and lymphedema therapies. Experience our guided imagery, meditation, Tibetan medicine, dry needling, massage services, including cupping and oncology massage. Sign up for our free wellness screenings and learn more at MaryTWellness.com. All major health insurance providers are accepted. Come for therapy. Experience wellness.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Tiergan.
And I'm Hadley.
We're two of the very first listeners.
And we're
still listening to Native Roots Radio.
Ooh, I love it.
It's we awesome. Love those guys. We see them a lot of actions and things, and we got to see them Wednesday. It's fun because I don't know, Wendy. Before we get into we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on around the community this weekend. I don't know. We were kind of surprised that people listened to the show. I think was kind of the fun thing. It was like, what?
That people actually do listen.
Right. Well, that was the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. So we were wondering if we were really on the air, I guess.
Yeah. I just, you know what I saw today also on social media, that Leonard Peltier is coming up to a parole on June 10th.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really... kind of a good and scary thing for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, he's been so many times, and it's been so sad. So, I mean, he's 79 in terrible health.
Yeah, we got to put our tobacco out for him.
Yes.
To get out, finally. I mean, we got to really make a big push. And I don't know, Wendy, there was some kind of do you remember who we should get a hold of? Is it our senators or?
We can, absolutely.
I can't remember who. There was a direct direct action for that. We'll have to look up here.
Yeah, but we'll let everybody know.
So, you know, we're doing the show about something today. Or is it nothing but everything something?
Yeah.
Ooh, I just got heavy there, didn't
everything
I?
Whoa, write that down.
Yeah.
Right. Next rap verse.
Make it, a rap verse? I was going to say a t-shirt.
A show about nothing. That's Seinfeld.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey. Well, we could talk about the sponsor of this segment, the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, because May is MMIR or MMIP, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relative or Persons Awareness Month.
Yes, it is. So I'm aware.
Yeah.
But yeah, no doubt. We've been on the show. We've been on the radio 7 years, Wendy, and we've learned so much. I learned so much from your segment, but other people's segments, too. And that being a huge thing that I had no idea, the perplexity of that, if that's a word, am I making up words? I feel like I was making up words there. But, you know, I was up at an action where they had people speaking about it, and they were escaping from the ships up in Lake Superior, and I'm going, I had no idea that people were, women, especially where young women were being stolen on the ships and sent away. So we've had the privilege over these 7 years to have people that really bring Native truth, factory farm truth, things like that, that I had no idea about.
Mm-hmm. We're doing it. Everything has a meaning, and we are now I sound
awake.
Like now I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just babbling. You know who I sound like?
Me.
No. The guy who's in court every day.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah. You know how he goes on and he's just like, it's a beautiful thing. And,
yeah. It's cold in here.
It's cold in here.
I can't go to my son's graduation even though I don't want to and don't know
and
him.
I can't. I'm not allowed to testify because I have a gag order.
What?
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, baby Jesus.
Okay, we're going to switch gears.
This Sunday.
Okay. Good segue, Haley.
Thank you. This Sunday is May 5th. That is MIWSAC National MMIR event, and this will be taking place at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, which is now reopened again this Sunday, May 5th, from 12 to 2. So shout out some of our sponsors and partners, Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, Strong Hearts Native Helpline, and Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, which is a great one here in the Twin Cities, as well as our new and only one in the country, our own Minnesota State MMIR office.
So do you think Haley should have her own show? Listen to how smooth she
She's
is.
She's awesome. Totally.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
She said, no, thanks. No, you can. Well, that's a whole nother story. That's all. But
There's something else going on too. So this is Sunday. This is also for MMIR awareness. So just kind of running on this topic here. There's a run walk 5K hosted by Native Women Running, running for missing and murdered Indigenous relatives at 11 a.m. at Bademakaska Thomas Beach in Minneapolis. And I know one of our, she's been on the show quite a bit. Brooke LaFleau will be running in that racing.
So wait, at Bademakaska, the lake you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, they're at Thomas Beach. It looks like they'll be doing it around the lake.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. And Wendy, you're going to be doing something Sunday.
Yeah, we have a family. We have a family gathering celebration for our daughter Jelaine. So we're excited
about
that. Yeah.
I know. She goes in spurts and listens to the show. Sometimes they listen all the time and other times they don't. But we got something that was just finished today for her and her kids that I can't talk
don't
about.
Don't say it over there in case she listens.
I'm still working on mine. little personalization gift.
Nice.
Oh.
Personalization gifts are the best.
They are. They are.
I think so.
Well, and that's exciting that we're going to have grandkids and two of them. And it's fun. Wendy, you're well-versed in raising your niece and
yeah, I've always taken care of everybody else's kids. So yeah. I've gotten a lot of practice.
Right on.
And it's been great because I get to give them back.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Boy, Wendy, we've missed you live on the air on Native Roots. Or is it Native Roots? Native Roots Radio?
It's like auntie or auntie, you know.
Is it? Boots, roots?
We say aunt.
Aunt.
Auntie, auntie.
Who's we?
In New York, you say aunt. Aunt Linda.
Aunt Linda.
You used to put an ER at the end of her last name. That's a New York thing, too. Aunt Linda.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of people watching us on Facebook. We must be entertaining them.
Well,
what else is going on, Haley?
Well, today, I guess, what is it? Today is the third. So it is the third day. I know, right? Like, what day is it? Today is the third day of American Indian Celebration Month. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. There's a couple powwows going on this weekend, Saturday. Tomorrow, the 4th, is the South of the River powwow. And also the powwow for Hope. Those are for our cancer survivors. So, yeah,
really?
Those are both on the same day. Yeah, this month.
Jeez, wow. We years ago did a live show at Powwow for Hope with the governor and lieutenant governor were on, and we just had people rolling in and rolling out. That was a lot of fun. We had Curtis there. We were all fighting for the same microphone. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yes, it was like behind like a glass wall.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. We have pictures from that day.
I had shorter hair and I had a cane.
I was skinnier then.
I had a cane because I tore my quad tendon off my knee.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, goodness.
It looked cool. I was kind of like walking around with a cane.
Yeah, real elder.
Before I was.
And it was the health one, right? You said
cancer.
Hey, the cancer one. So outside they had this big giant blow up rubber. It's like one of those blow up toys that the kids jump in, but it wasn't. It was a big giant colon.
Oh,
and you walk through the big colon and it shows like polyps and
they had that
all
in the big
different kinds of things for cancer, you know, colon cancer awareness.
Well, sure. They made fun of Dr. Stately in a play who had that out there too. Do you remember that play with Wes Studi?
Yeah. Or the people at the Guthrie?
Yeah, they were talking about
oh,
it.
And
we were
okay.
all laughing.
I mean, it is. It's just like, you know, you're walking in, you're like, what is this? What tunnel am I walking through? Oh my God, this is a colon. I'm inside the colon.
It's actually really cool. They have like those info sheets in the inside of the tunnel. Yes. So you can like walk through it and it shows you like what happens, you know, your digestive tract and then what happens to your colon. And just like signs to look for colon cancer, which is actually really important. And I heard that, you know, the younger, like more younger people are getting colon cancer. So it's more important now than ever to get that tested.
Well, Haley, absolutely. That's awesome that you're a medical nerd. That's cool.
Thank you. I actually like was going to school for that freshman year of college.
Medical nerd?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
Wendy is a medical nerd.
Breast cancer
age
to for women 40 years old instead of 45, and it's really helping a lot of women live longer because, you know, early stage, you find it in the early stages, that's your best chance of survival and living a long, healthy life. So get to your doctor and get your yearly screenings done.
Yeah. Well, we do that. And we also do our lung screening because we were prolific smokers in our day when smoking was good for you back in the day.
And I've gone every year also for my skin cancer screening. Mm. Also, I go to the dermatologist because in the 70s, you know, the copper tone tan was in, you know, the darker you got, the better. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but it was a little antiseptic. It's called Mercuricome.
Oh, yeah.
Mercuricome. And it came in a little bottle and it was red and you would put it on your cuts and it was like an antiseptic and it burned like heck when you put it on, but it was red. It was a bright red color and it stained your skin. So we used to take a few drops of Mercuricome and put it in baby oil and slather it all over our bodies and then get our double album and put tinfoil inside of it and sit out and have a sun reflector and put our Mercuricome baby oil mixture all over and just literally fry out in the sun.
It smelled like you're burning too. I remember that.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump's one-time trusted aide, Hope Hicks, took the stand for the prosecution today at his criminal trial in New York. She was questioned about the damage following the Access Hollywood tape, where the then-candidate Trump was bragging about groping women, and the payoff to porn star Stormy Daniels. Mandatory evacuations and water rescues in southeast Texas. Not only torrential rain, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Texas.
Our weather team has been tracking tornadoes and severe weather across Texas. From Lubbock all the way down to San Angelo, there is that tornado watch. And, of course, a severe thunderstorm watch all the way down to Del Rio. That could bring giant hail and damaging winds.
Negotiations continue in Cairo for a Gaza ceasefire and hostages release. Humanitarian aid has arrived in Cyprus out of an anticipated opening of a U.S.-built pier on the shores of Gaza. Closing arguments are over in the Justice Department's anti-monopoly case against Google. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative legal group is suing for easier access to information about Wisconsin voters. Copies of the voter registration list are legally available from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but fees can run higher than $12,000. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says other states offer their voter lists for much less. Retired workers suffer when Social Security is underfunded and understaffed. That's the message this week from Wisconsin labor groups. Alex Brower leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people. And so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
Brower says middle-income earners should not have to go into poverty when they retire. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS Original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, some showers in the morning, staying cloudy through the afternoon with lingering raindrops and highs in the mid-50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday to the mid-60s for a high. Some more rain possible late Monday night. It's 60 right now.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, Mary Mazzio, whose documentary Bad River focuses on the effort to remove a petroleum pipeline endangering waters up north.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we are back, and it's a fun Friday here on Native Roots Radio. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say this before we get into some events with Haley is, Wendy, do you remember when we had Pilot's Progressive Party and we were on every Wednesday? It was about a year long, that show.
Yeah, it was great.
It was funny because what we would do is we'd have a guest on, we'd talk about the news, and then the fourth segment, we talk about the show and how great it was. So we had it totally covered.
Maybe that's why it only lasted a year.
Isn't this a great show? Wasn't that a great interview?
It's just like, really, you guys need to be off the air.
Right. So instead, we got off the air and went on 5 days a week.
Well, that's good. Something's got to, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Haley, do you got some more updates before we get into some serious Fun Fact Friday stuff?
I sure do. Yeah. So all day events going on tomorrow, Saturday in St. Paul, Indigenous Roots. They're going to be having a pop-up market at noon hosted by Blue Hummingbird Woman at Eagle and Condor Native Wellness Center. Also, Marlena Miles documentary Realms of Resilience will be screening at 5 p.m. again at Indigenous Roots in St. Paul. And then after that screening of Realms of Resilience, there will be a fun dance party with a DJ and live music at 7 p.m. Again, that's 788 East 7th Street in St. Paul. And then moving on to Sunday, May 5th, there will be red willow planting at Minnesota Valley National Wildlife Refuge from 1 to 3 p.m. And then also mentioning again to that Run Walk 5K hosted by Native Women running in support for missing and murdered Indigenous relatives at 11 a.m. in Minneapolis, Thomas Beach. And then Monday, May 6th, this is a huge day. So hoping to see everyone out there. It'll be American Indian Day on the Hill at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul, Monday, May 6th from 10 a.m. till 1. And is this the one that, I think I went to this one last year. Is this the one with Rory Wake-Em-Up's teepees everywhere?
No, that's MMIW, which I believe is the 9th of May. And that's National MMIW, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
but as you know, I'm getting older and I have a good memory, but it's short.
I love those teepees. I think everyone should get out and see those. It's like the only time of the year where there's the Capitol lawn in St. Paul here in Minnesota is just lit up with teepees.
Yeah. In years past too. Well, that one year, I believe they had cutouts of red dresses that were all over the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Another year they had a grip. I mean, I'm talking 20, 30 massive teepees and speakers. And I think that's where I heard, State Representative Heather Keeler talk about that she would never leave her kids.
Yeah.
Look for me. And I'll never forget that speech, but I destroy it every time I try to say it back.
Mm. Well, she told her kids, listen, if I'm gone and they tell you, oh, she must have left or she must have maybe went and killed herself or she, sorry, your mom, left you. I will never leave you. Something is wrong. You need to go and try to find me because I'm never, ever going to leave you. So just know that.
And another quick shout out too. Her son is graduating and senior
DJ.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know DJ?
No, just shout out to DJ.
Yeah, shout out to DJ. He's quite the athlete.
Yeah, we got an invite to go to the graduation. So we don't know if we can go, so we might be sending Haley.
Okay. I'll show up. I'll always show up for those high school grads. Graduating from high school is a really big deal.
Totally. Yeah,
we had kind of an impromptu, a birthday celebration for Robert already planned. So it'll be hard for us to do that, but maybe we'll see. We'll have to see.
Robert, your birthday.
Yeah. I would like Haley, you to dress up as me again for my birthday. That was awesome.
No, I think she
awesome.
Did that for Halloween.
That was,
Halloween.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Which
hilarious.
I think is appropriation.
We have pictures to prove it.
That was awesome.
It was pretty fun.
Hey, one other thing, too. Wendy, you weren't with us, but it was really, I think we talked a little bit about this, But it was really fun to see the former producers of Native Roots Radio all in one place. And mm-hmm. I had the foresight to go, hey, let's take a picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Ogumo was there.
And Zoe.
Zoe. And Haley.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get them back on a show and do like a whole show together.
Yeah, we could pre-record that. It'd be one of our pre-records that, you know, our listening audience doesn't know we do because we don't take phone calls. So they don't know when we really. This is live. And I know Haley's producing and she's nervous. And then at the mothership, we have a nervous producer, too. And
oh,
because
really?
It's just because it's live.
Giving us away.
I don't think anybody's nervous anymore.
No.
I know I am.
Yeah, whatever.
I was nervous. I had to write every word down I was going to say.
I know. That was me.
Wanda. Look at Wanda saying hi.
Hi, Wanda.
She's on a lap and on a pillow, and she's hot.
So yeah, you got to set her down.
She's ready to jump.
She's all furry.
It's Wanda's birthday this month.
It's my birthday this month. May 5th.
But well, that's like this weekend.
Yeah, she's either 14 or 15. We're not sure.
But I think she's 14.
14, I think so. We'll say
she's got so much energy still.
We'll say she's 14.
Wow, what happened, Wendy?
What happened?
No, that wasn't me.
Something happened to one of the screens on Facebook, whoever's listening and watching.
Oh,
but
everyone's saying hi, Wanda. Wanda, yeah, the Wonder Dog. We love her.
Yeah, she's a great little dog.
Wendy has adopted many animals over the years, and Wanda's our last one.
Yeah.
We've put to in 23 years, we've said goodbye to eight friends and family.
We have ashes of eight little family soul members.
Mickey and Pancho, and I just want to say we didn't name Pancho that racist name.
Your mom and dad named him Pancho.
But was that the Chihuahua?
But he was the Pancho. It was a perfect, cute little name for him.
And then prior to Mickey, we had Clyde. You brought Clyde from New York.
I brought Clyde from New York.
Clyde used to drool on me.
Yep. He loved Robert right away.
And I'd pet him. He'd be on my stomach, and then all of a sudden he drooled on me.
Yeah.
Oh, he loved you.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we had Tommy, which when he passed,
the whole house was
so quiet.
He was a bad cat. That's why he was into everything.
Rascal.
He jumped on everything. You know what he would do? This is what how smart he was.
Mm.
He would jump on the dining room table. So we'd always have like a pen on the table or a piece of paper or something, you know, mail or whatever. And he would look down at the dogs and throw the stuff down at the dogs, like throw the pen at them, throw the, you know, mail at them. So anything that was on the dining room table left or whatever, he would just go up there and throw it at the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He was a.
And then we had Princess, who you picked, and I was so happy you did because
she was a cat.
Yes. And I thought she was human. And she would, she watched us for 3 months play with the dogs and cats and make sure it was okay. And then she came out and I worked with her. I talked to her and pet her a little bit each day, and she ended up being my cat. And the funny thing about her is I would sit down on the floor when I could back in the day. And she would come running to me.
I know.
She loved me.
Her little belly would go back and forth
just like
as
mine.
She ran. She was so cute. But she used to go down in the basement and hunt. So she was a hunting cat.
And give us presents.
She used to bring up presents, like a little. She'd find, I remember one time, a little Ziploc filled with like screws. So she brought that up. She would find like little twisty ties
and
bring them up. And then she started bringing up dirty laundry. So she'd go in the laundry basket and bring up socks.
Right. And our daughter was living with us at the time when she would do that. And she goes, why is Robert taking off his clothes in the kitchen?
Why are there all dirty socks all over the kitchen floor? Because literally, like, the cat would bring up all the socks.
When in her heyday, it would be like 10 pairs of socks. We'd come home from work
need to do laundry.
We just wish
that's what she was telling you.
We could have taught her to bring them down. That would have been sweet.
Yeah. At first, we thought that she was doing that because maybe she had kittens in the past and she was like thinking that, you know, like, These were her kittens, but we brought her to the vet just for a checkup, and we told the vet, and the vet said that, you know, she's hunting. She's going down there. She's a hunting cat, and this is her prey, and she's bringing it to you to show her appreciation.
Oh. This is like really intense radio. I hope everyone's still listening.
That's what she said. That's what the vet said. Robert Aww. And I were both, oh, princess.
I know. And then we just lost
Lucy.
Lucy, but prior to that, my buddy, the dog that was in Emma. The shelter.
Gracie. Emma too. Gracie. We've had a lot of pets over the years. Well, Emma and Gracie were much older. I mean, Emma, she was a little Yorkie terrier. We adopted her when she was 15.
She never took a bad picture.
She's the cutest little dog. She's very photogenic. Yeah. But we had her for only a year and a half.
Longer.
I know. And then little Gracie, she was the little Maltese who was the female breeder dog in a puppy mill
for 7 years.
7 years she was inside the puppy mill pumping out puppies.
She came to us and she didn't know what the sky, she'd be staring at the sky, didn't know what it was. She wouldn't walk on leaves.
Yeah, she didn't know what the heck was going on. She really did. Wanda took care of her though and like showed her the way.
She really did. I remember when Lucy was going after her and Wanda protected her and I went, oh yeah,
so we've
because we got them because they were mated, is it called mated?
Were bonded.
Bonded, yeah.
They were a bonded pair.
So we had to get both of them. And then we heard there was another one. I said, I'll throw that dog in too. Yeah, little did we know that three new dogs that didn't know you was a lot of work and they could hide and they didn't know what was going on. I thought I lost a dog a couple times.
Yeah, it was a lot. Oh. And then we had two cats at the same time. We had like five animals at the same time here in this house for a long time.
So. Well, we're not even talking about the raccoon, the possum that come in the backyard.
Your squirrels that you feed.
Yeah, the fat squirrels, the ungrateful fat squirrels. Jeez.
Beggars.
I know, but the ducks, we had that boy and girl duck come for years and they think they own the backyard.
They still do. I give them fresh water every day.
That's so nice of you, Wendy.
That's good for their beaks with all that Florida or whatever it's called.
Fluoride.
Yep. Oh, hey, it's Native Roots Radio, and we're going to make Wendy work this last segment. It's going to be Fun Fact Friday for our Sacred Animal section. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Native Roots Radio.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Owatonna Groundsmasters reminds listeners that many more veterans will be returning home these next few years and many are local. These heroes have elite military training and valuable professional skills, but they need jobs too. That's why Owatonna Groundsmasters is encouraging all local businesses. Let's make it the year we hire smart and hire vets. This message made possible by Owatonna Groundsmasters for all your landscaping and remodeling needs. Call the pros at Owatonna Groundsmasters. Their number is 507-455-0081. On the air because they care and reminding everyone to hire smart, hire vets.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I want to tell you about a better, more environmentally friendly way to care for your lawn with Natural-On. Natural-On has been treating Minnesota lawns for more than 20 years with organic-based natural products that feed the soil without unnecessary chemicals. That means an envy-worthy, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and your furry friends. Natural-On has no contracts and is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So let Natural-On handle your lawn care so you can enjoy your lawn. More at Natural-On.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
That good was one. Really good. We should record that one and just play that.
That was probably our best one.
I don't know.
In a long time.
We were harmonizing, Wendy and I.
It sounded really good. Hey, do you remember when I texted you yesterday, Dega?
No.
Or was I last night? I was editing
a clip
of us howling, and the audio, the shape of our audio when we howled together in unison was exactly the shape of an arrowhead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's so cool, Haley. Really?
Yeah, I swear. And I texted Robert right away. I was like, Dega, I was like, you know, no coincidences. We don't believe in coincidences. So I think that's a thing. And it's also, you know, most of our Minnesota wolf population lives in the arrowhead shape of the state up in the northeast corner.
That's amazing, Haley. That's a really great story.
I see it.
If you save that too, I think along with Wendy's original logo of Native Roots Radio, that would be a cool thing to put on a t-shirt and put Native Roots Radio and then outline the arrowhead.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
More t-shirt ideas.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Hey, so it's Fun Fact Friday, and Wendy, do you mind? And this is funny, too. This is off subject, and I'm cutting in your time, and I don't mean to. Sorry. Is that... our Choka, my Dega, quizzed Haley on everybody's name. So she knew your name and she knew his name because welcome, Wendy.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Thanks for having me as always, Robert and Haley. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them.
Yes, it does.
I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Yeah.
Do you remember my naming ceremony? And Curtis said, "Tell me your name." And I went, "Distant Thunder," and he went, "Tell me your name," and somebody had a whisper in my ear, "Wakunjahade."
Yeah, Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
That is a cool name.
It is.
Yeah. So, what were we watching last night? The nightly news, Robert,
and Amazing Race.
Amazing Race. We were watching that. We were watching old episodes of The Amazing Race.
We are so
We used to
old.
Watch that show 20 years ago.
And
20 years ago,
it.
We were like, oh, we should do this. We should do this. And now we're watching the show, and it's like, there's no way we could do that. But anyway, it's a fun, really, show to watch. So if you could watch it, watch it. But we were watching the nightly news, and at the end, they always have like a little cute segment of like good news after all the bad news.
Yeah.
And David Muir from what news station did we watch?
I think that's NBC.
Anyway, he was talking about the wild orangutan that used medicinal plant to treat a wound.
He did it himself. Yeah,
exactly. So scientists observed Rakus, and he plucked and chewed up leaves of a medicinal plant that's used by people throughout the Southeast Asia. He's a wild orangutan.
And they were observing him.
And they were observing him. Thank you. Yeah, and he picked these leaves, he chewed them up, and then the paste that he made, he put it on a wound that he had right underneath his like left eye. They believe he got that wound from a fight with another animal.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that scientist has ever observed an animal doing that or like
putting
healing
medicine.
Yeah, and it really they and then they started watching him, and it healed in about a month. So they had like before and after pictures of his wound. You could look it up.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Everybody's
right?
Humans. I mean, you know what I mean? Beans and
everyone goes back to that traditional medicine.
Yes.
Yeah,
right. I'm wondering, they didn't say what kind of leaves they were, but in fact, the people there use the leaves. Who knows? Maybe the orangutan was watching people make a paste and putting it on their skin or something. The one thing that they did say about the orangutan was he didn't put it anywhere else on his body. It was just that wound. So he knew that, you know.
It's probably sore, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. But this plant also helps with healing and pain. So it was probably like an antiseptic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. What do we have? That plant that you can put savin or porch?
Oh, we have an aloe plant. Right. Yeah, you can get the leaves and open that up. You can put it on sunburns. It's very good for your skin, healing.
My lips.
But scientists are also saying that not only like mammals have consciousness, they're saying even insects may be sentient. Far more animals than previously thought likely have consciousness. Scientists say in a new declaration, including fish, lobsters, and octopus, bees play by rolling wooden balls.
That's
apparently for fun.
That's why I didn't eat crickets at Owamni last night.
Oh, yeah. But you ate a fish.
Oh, you weren't supposed to say that. Wow.
So, you know, the Vikings that came across the ship, you know, years and years ago. I don't know what year they were. The Vikings.
The football
team? Yeah.
You know, the football team. The Vikings. But the Vikings used ravens to navigate.
Oh.
Yeah, they brought the ravens aboard the ships and then released them and sailed in the same direction to find land.
Wow.
Yeah, the ravens were really important to them.
That's a football team, too.
And it became a symbol of their flag.
That's a football team, too.
Yeah, it is a football team, isn't it? I know.
Very cool.
Yes. About the ravens,
I remember
right?
seeing a movie that was really crazy that people didn't know if they were close to land until a bird landed on their ship and it had like a seed or something in the mouth and then they knew they were close to land.
Ooh.
That was a movie, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know.
All those things.
But we have a lot of, you know, I mean, these animals are just...
They're beings. They're our relatives. Mm-hmm. We watched the wolves 10,000 years ago to know how to live.
Right. How to manage your family, how to hunt, how to
set up clans.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
We're all connected.
Yes, we are. I know. Well,
sorry, Wendy, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going back to sentient beings and the animals. There was a study that came out that trees can even see the color of your shirt and like they know that you're present next to them. And I would have to look this up again, but trees and plants know when like a human being is standing next to them. They'll remember you if you talk to them and you touch them.
Well, I know the roots, they talk to each other, right? The tree roots, Wendy?
Yes, I've read a lot about that, where trees nearby will help like a tree that is diseased, and the roots of the healthy tree will hold on or grip on to the roots of the failing tree and help it replenish itself.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And these things I never knew, you know, we live in a concrete city. We don't know anything. We don't know that healing is walking barefoot in grass and the dirt and things like that, that our ancestors knew thousands and thousands of years ago. And, you know, even those Sicilians that were busy whacking each other, they still knew this, these things too, thousands of years ago.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people out there, you know, who hunt and fish and whatever. I mean, if you do it in a good way, I think that's just fine. If you're eating the animal, it's nourishing your family. You're not taking more than you need, you know, but the people who go out and they just shoot up animals for no apparent reason just to stuff them and maybe have a trophy. You know, really, that's disgusting to me.
You know what I'd like to do sometime, Wendy, and we haven't done this in a long, long time, is have you on as a guest and talk about factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that in a long, long time, and that made me think about that. But, wow, you know, thanks for...
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show each and every day. We do a show about nothing, but we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.